This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. The presidential campaign is in full swing. And in just a few moments, we're going to take a look at some of the presidential candidates, in particular Bernie Sanders, who experienced a heart attack last fall. Bernie's 78. Biden is 77. He's had a brain aneurysm. Bloomberg, 78. Trump, 73, but not the paragon of dietary virtue. And Elizabeth Warren, she's a youngin' at 70. We're going to take a look at what are the chances that these candidates can withstand the rigors of a presidential campaign and serve through a full term or two of their presidency. 877-726-8255, and we're taking your phone calls. Let's hear now from Chris in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Just fine, doctor. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I just had a question about colon cancer. It's in my family. I get a colonoscopy every 2 or 3 years, and this year they found that I had 12 polyps. Is that unusual?
It is not unusual. It's pretty common. And keep in mind that polyps are benign, but they can predict the possibility that eventually some of them will transform into precancerous or cancerous polyps. So by no means does it suggest that you're going to come down with colon cancer, but I guess your question is about how to prevent that eventuality, right?
Yes. Because my dad died at 72, and I'm 62, so.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons for such frequent screening, which is not normal. You get a colonoscopy at 50 and it's clean, and then they say come back in 5 years or 7 years, and that's pretty much the routine. But if you have a strong family history of colon cancer, then they recommend more frequent screening. And in your case, that might pay off, because if they catch something in its very early stages, that's a save. And of course, if colon cancer has spread and metastasized, it becomes really challenging to treat. So it's good that you're getting the surveillance. I'm not for unnecessary testing, but in this case, it's merited, and it did spot some potentially early warning signs, although not suggesting the inevitability of colon cancer for you. So what can be done to prevent colon cancer? Well, first of all, what's your height and weight? Can you share?
I'm about 5'11 and 215.
Okay, so you may be carrying some extra body fat. So to the extent that you can minimize carrying excess body fat, you will reduce your likelihood of getting colon cancer. It's definitely associated with obesity, with insulin resistance. I think there are even some studies that suggest that type 2 diabetics are more prone to colon cancer. I presume you don't have any other medical conditions at 62?
No, I don't. I'm perfectly fine otherwise.
So far, so good. All right. Okay, so there are some risk factors for colon cancer, which are kind of overlooked. One is taking antibiotics. Antibiotics imbalance your intestinal flora, and there have been some studies which correlate the use of antibiotics with the risk of colon cancer. Again, some percentage higher, it doesn't make it inevitable, but you want to minimize your use of antibiotics. In fact, you want to take probiotics to restore balance to your gastrointestinal tract, because the type of bacteria that you have in your gut may be associated with colon cancer risk. So, yeah, other conditions like constipation, chronic constipation, that may also put harmful toxins in contact with your colonic mucosa, which may increase the risk for colon cancer. There is an association there, too. Consuming sugary beverages, in particular high fructose corn syrup sweetened sodas, has been associated with colon cancer. You're listening to this program. You're not drinking any of that stuff, are you? That swill?
No, not too often.
You want to stay away, and you also want to reduce your overall intake of carbohydrates, because carbohydrates may drive colon cancer risk as well. There are some studies suggesting that you may want to reduce your red meat, or certainly charred or grilled meat consumption, when it comes to colon cancer. That is a little bit of a controversial proposition, but I think most of the studies argue in favor of lots and lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, which all the phytochemicals that they contain are protective, and moderation in your intake of certainly processed food and fried food, and too much in the way of red meat, poor quality processed meat products. Specifically, there are a few nutrients that have been shown to be protective. Fish oil in one study was shown to be protective. In terms of medications, actually, there's some pretty good aspirin studies that suggest that, that aspirin a day that supposedly keeps the doctor away, it may be more effective at preventing colon cancer than cardiovascular disease. So if there's no other reason for you to avoid aspirin, if you don't have a, tendency towards bleeding disorders or stomach problems, you could take a baby aspirin every day. That'll confer some protection. Also, fish oil. Curcumin has anti-cancer properties. EGCG from green tea. You can drink green tea, but some people prefer to take it in capsule form. Sulforaphane and DIM, which are supplements, but also just a lot of cruciferous vegetables, may have anti-cancer properties. Vitamin D. There's some studies that suggest that adequate levels of vitamin D may exert a preventive effect against colon cancer. So you may want to take at least a couple of thousand international units of vitamin D daily. And there you have it. That's a consult.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you, doctor.
Okay. And if you I threw out a lot of stuff at you. For our listeners, sometimes you may say, I didn't catch all that. I was in the car and I couldn't write it down fast enough. This program is offered as a podcast. We post it on Mondays, usually by midday, as a podcast that you can listen to, and you can start and stop the recording and jot down notes. All right, 877-726-8255. Another call from New York City. It's Monica. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. There was an article a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times about that excess vitamin B12 could kill you, and that it affects your microbiota in ways that are harmful. Now, I take
I didn't actually see that study. I would love to review the actual study before I have a chance to argue its merits. But yeah, go ahead.
JAMA Network Open suggests that high levels of vitamin B12 can be life-threatening. So
yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
My vitamin B12 pills that I put under my tongue, they're like sublingual, are 500 micrograms, I think.
Yeah. Maybe that's not all that much. That's like a half a milligram. I'd have to look at that. But I have to say that the theoretical risk of taking too much vitamin B12 remains just that. It's a hypothesis. I don't think there are any epidemiological studies, or certainly no controlled studies, randomized controlled studies, that show that people who take vitamin B12 are dropping like flies or doing themselves any harm. So I would have to look at that article. It's one of those kind of contrarian articles that the Times likes to write from time to time, basically saying, all you vitamin takers out there, you're a bunch of idiots, you're deluding yourselves, and you're probably killing yourself. And that's kind of a theme that they like to play on. But I would like to look at the scientific merits behind that, having a chance to see the article. What I would say is that the devastation that takes place from people not getting enough vitamin B12 is probably far greater, for a couple of reasons. There's a lot of people who have suboptimal vitamin B12 and affects their brains, and it can lead to dementia-like symptoms. And in addition, Vitamin B12 plays an important role in preventing cardiovascular disease via the homocysteine pathway. And so I would say that, you know, if you look at the risk-benefit equation on this, the risk of taking too much vitamin B12 is far less, and certainly less well-substantiated than the risk of a very high percentage of the population in the United States, perhaps, you know, 10 or 20%, especially as you get older, and especially if you take acid-blocking medication, which a high percentage of Americans are doing, that they have inadequate B12, and that may be compromising their function in either subtle or very overt ways. So, you know, thanks for pointing out that article. It sounds like one of those clickbait things. I'll have to circle back and review it. It probably just came out. Thanks for sharing. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we're going to take a look at the candidates, many of whom are septuagenarians, and not with spotless health records, in particular Bernie Sanders, who had a heart attack. What's up with that? Will he survive the rigors of this campaign? He's doing a lot of yelling from the podium, and he's hoping for at least 4 and perhaps 8 years of survival after his fall heart attack. Well, what do the statistics predict? This is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD Oil Products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppe with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Well, we're in a full swing of a 2020 campaign hysteria, and Democratic candidates are vying for the nomination. Bernie at 78, having suffered a heart attack last fall. Biden, 77. He had a brain aneurysm. Bloomberg had stents, but no heart attack. And Trump at 73. In 2013, he actually had a calcium score of 98, which puts him kind of at average risk for how old he was. He was in his 60s at the time. It rose to 133 in 2018 when he was 71, and his arterial age was actually a little greater than his chronological age. It was 75 based on that statistic, giving him an average arterial, an average risk of arterial blockage of about 27%. It's actually an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. Now, the Wall Street Journal, of course, no great fan of Bernie Sanders, who promises to go full bore against Wall Street. But it's entitled Bernie Sanders Ejection Fraction. He says he released a full report of his heart attack. Not quite, says the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. And just to give you an idea what that's about, many years ago, my uncle survived a very serious near-death experience with a heart attack. And he was actually on the Hampton Jitney on the way to his summer home. And he began to experiencing chest pain. And the alert driver said, "We're not going to drive on. We're going to pull off the road. And as much of an inconvenience as this is to other passengers, we're going to go to the nearest hospital." They took him to the hospital, and he coded. He had a cardiac arrest, and he was resuscitated remarkably, especially due to the fast thinking of the driver of the Hampton Jitney. And however, when I saw him afterwards and I looked at his EKG, my heart sank. I just could see from the EKG that large amounts of his heart were damaged, and he had an echocardiogram, which measures heart function, the so-called ejection fraction, the percentage of blood that's ejected with each beat of the heart. And it was in the 20s or low 30s. And so I knew that he was very, very compromised from that test. That test had not been released by the Bernie Sanders campaign, although they say that he had a mild heart attack. And just looking at him on stage, he seems very robust and very, very strong. But I took the time to look at, by the way, 60% is considered normal on an echocardiogram in terms of ejection fraction. I took an opportunity to look at the prognosis for people who've had heart attacks. And here's one headline: 65% of older MI patients die within 8 years. Well, last time I checked, 8 years is what every presidential candidate aspires to survive, two terms in a presidency. And what they found is that in this cohort, those aged even relatively younger, 65 to 74, the median survival was 8.2 years for those aged 65 to 74 who had a heart attack. For individuals over 75, like Bernie, 3.1 years. So that's not very encouraging. However, there's some controversy about this. There's an article here, "Long Survival Following Myocardial Infarction." The age at onset of the first attack of infarction in this study was 50 to 69, so these people a little younger. And 74% of the males who'd had heart attacks lived 10 years or longer, 31, 15 years or longer, and 2.3%, 22 years or longer. So a lot of longevity if it occurs earlier, less if it occurs later. However, the good news is that of those who had heart attacks, only 5% had to give up work because of the heart disease. And keep in mind that President Eisenhower, in 1955, had a heart attack during his presidency, misdiagnosed by his doctor, Paul Dudley White, and he survived until 1969, 14 years later. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, "Each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth." And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And you can also utilize that number off hours when we're not on to record a question. We're taking recorded questions as well during today's program. Mixture of live calls and recorded calls. regardless which of our somewhat geriatric presidential candidates you support, I'd be really reassured if some or all of them were taking something to better their cardiovascular health as they age. And one of my personal solutions is Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Now, nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule which we all make in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. In fact, the primary pathway through which we make nitric oxide is already only operating at 50% capacity by the time that we're 40 years old, and it continues to decline over time. This requires intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation, and just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. I use it myself every day before I exercise for that extra boost in energy levels. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. In case you don't know how to spell it, it's Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. It's fun. You can do it as a self-test. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Okay, so let's focus for a moment on women's health issues. One is polycystic ovary syndrome. And it's a big problem because women who have this have a heck of a time maintaining optimal weight. A very high percentage of women have some form or another of PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And it also results in increased cardiovascular risk, increased risk for diabetes. It can cause acne and hirsutism and alopecia or hair loss. Women with this condition sometimes exhibit some of the signs of male pattern alopecia. They have thinning of the hair at the sides, hair recession at the front, and sometimes a little bald patch in the middle. Kind of like men, because they have high levels of androgens or male hormones, and that also causes the acne. So this is just out, this month. Effects of a ketogenic diet in overweight women with polycystic ovarian syndrome. So small study, but the results are pretty dramatic. 14 overweight women with a diagnosis of PCOS underwent a ketogenic diet for 12 weeks. And they looked at changes in body weight and BMI and fat body mass and lean body mass and visceral adipose tissue. That's your fat percentage and insulin and glucose, total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, high density lipoprotein, HDL, triglycerides, and total and free testosterone, and also something called LH and FSH. The ratio of LH to FSH actually helps define biochemically polycystic ovarian syndrome. Also, they looked at DHEA, which in these patients is too high, and hormones related to pregnancy, estradiol, progesterone, and sex hormone binding globulin. And by the way, this is also something that interferes with fertility. A lot of women with PCOS have problems with fertility. So what they found after 12 weeks was a significant reduction in body weight, over 20 pounds, 9.43 kilograms. It's over 20-pound weight loss in 12 weeks. Improvements in fat-free body mass, and visceral adipose tissue, the bad kind of visceral fat that increases the risk for diabetes and cardiovascular disease. significant decrease in glucose and insulin blood levels was observed. Triglycerides came down. Total cholesterol and LDL came down. HDL went up. The LH-FSH ratio improved. Testosterone was decreased, and DHEA levels were decreased. And the beneficial female hormones, estradiol, progesterone, and sex hormone-binding globulin increased. So, the conclusion is that a ketogenic diet may be considered as a valuable non-pharmacological treatment for PCOS. By the way, treatments for PCOS include birth control pills and also metformin. And metformin, interestingly, it's a diabetes drug, but it works on PCOS. So, I have no problem with these women taking metformin, but it really needs to be combined with a very low carbohydrate or ketogenic diet to affect change. And it's just one of those things that responds really well to natural interventions. All right, here's a natural intervention that actually can go south for women. Lavender products. Lavender products in this study were associated with premature puberty and prepubertal gynecomastia. That's breast enlargement, which for young girls is actually not necessarily good because, you know, you start having breast development a little too young and, you know, that is a social embarrassment, but also can put you at higher risk for breast problems later in life. The longer that your breasts are under the influence of hormones, the more likely that breast changes can occur that lead to cancer. So that's not great. Also, boys can experience gynecomastia, which is embarrassing. You know, when they're in physical education classes, they get teased and they take their shirts off and, you know, it's a bummer. So this is a case series of a group of three pre-pubertal girls and one boy with clinical evidence of estrogenic action after a history of continuous exposure to lavender-containing fragrances. They discovered that breast growth dissipated in all patients with discontinuation of the fragranced products. So that is a caution flag. You know, one of the things that I enjoy from time to time, and I don't do it that often, perhaps that's why I haven't experienced problems, is a lavender bath, lavender-scented bath salts. There's something about lavender that's very relaxing as an aromatherapy. And as aromatherapy, it probably isn't going to cause a lot of absorption through the skin, getting in the bloodstream, affecting the, you know, target tissue in the breasts or elsewhere in the body. But when you smear it on in oils or creams, the skin is porous and will absorb these fat-soluble chemicals, and these may have estrogenic actions. So a caution, you know, if you got a kid, grandkid, using these products, there's a caution flag about the potential side effects. And this item that has to do with N-acetylcysteine, NAC, you know, it's a precursor to glutathione. And that's the body's master antioxidant. And it's frequently used as in hospitals as a mucolytic agent that breaks up phlegm in the lungs. It's on formulary in hospitals. And also as an antidote to Tylenol toxicity. So it's not unknown to conventional medicine, but it's available over the counter as NAC, N-A-C, and it's a great precursor to glutathione. In a study at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, MS patients were given NAC intravenously once weekly, but on off days they were instructed to take just one 500 milligram capsule of NAC twice daily, and after 2 months of treatment compared to a placebo control group of MS patients, they had significant improvements in brain function as measured by PET scans. So the researchers conclude this is an exciting study that suggests a natural molecule such as NAC may help improve brain metabolism and symptoms in patients with multiple sclerosis. Pretty cool. You know, and then, you know, we also, in some cases, give Parkinson's patients intravenous glutathione, and glutathione is the way that we tamp down inflammation in the brain, which may be beneficial for our MS patients as well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help support gastric health: GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. These products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I just answered a question from someone who wanted to know about removing plaque from their coronary artery, but they introduced the question by saying that I cured their cousin of Barrett's esophagus with my protocol. And so I spoke to the issue of removing plaque from the carotid artery and not about Barrett's esophagus. And then we got a caller, Nick, who said, how did I treat Barrett's esophagus? Such a common problem. It's abnormal cells that may be precancerous, and it requires surveillance and acid blocking medication, sometimes for a lifetime. And it's a big nuisance. And we'd like to clear that up with nutritional support. Now, there are several studies that suggest that dietary supplements can influence the progression of Barrett's esophagus. In a study in 2008, the daily use of multivitamins, vitamin C and vitamin E were associated with a significantly reduced risk of the changes that are associated with Barrett's esophagus and progression to esophageal cancer. Also, selenium has been found to inhibit progression towards esophageal cancer. And vitamin D supplementation has been found to have a protective effect in terms of prevention of esophageal cancer. So these are among the things that I prescribe for patients with Barrett's esophagus, but specifically folate, dietary folate is helpful, and you can get it obviously from fruits and vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables may have a protective effect, and green tea for sure has a protective effect, and you can take green tea capsules. But among the most protective substances is DIM, diindolmethane, which is an extract of broccoli sprouts. Also, sulforaphane may exert a protective effect. I3C, indole-3 carbinol, these are all potentially protective compounds versus esophageal cancer. And I have to say, you know, it's been doing this for a long time, and over 20 years or so, the vast majority of our patients who check in with these early precancerous changes, after a year or two on this protocol, their cells revert to normal, which is really quite dramatic and exciting. All right. Are you suffering from frequent fatigue? Well, here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or a specific illness. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And NT Factor works on the mitochondria. It's available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin mineral formula. But some people want to keep their daily multi and their fish oil. And so they prefer to take NT Factor alone. Well, healthy aging is the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're taking, providing you the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, ntfactor.com. And they've got a new website, and they're really quite proud of it, so check it out at ntfactor.com. Find the full range of NT Factor products at their website. Okay, let's talk a little bit about pregnancy. One of the big problems in pregnancy, preeclampsia, it's associated with hypertension, and this can be very devastating during pregnancy. It can threaten the life of the mother and the well-being of the child. And there is no slam dunk conventional treatment for preeclampsia, but headline here, antioxidant in mushrooms may relieve features of pregnancy hypertension, i.e. preeclampsia. The researcher who did this study at University College in Cork in the UK, also the University of Liverpool, says, our research shows that treating rats with preeclampsia with a natural antioxidant L-ergothionine, which is a constituent of mushrooms, reduced blood pressure, prevented fetal growth restriction, and dampened production of the damaging substances released from the placenta during preeclampsia. That's pretty cool. So nothing wrong with mushrooms when you're pregnant. Just make sure that they're organic. And, you know, don't go mushroom gathering in the forest because that might not be a good idea. But for prevention of preeclampsia, ergothionine from mushrooms. Also, this item related to pregnancy, vitamin D deficiency during pregnancy connected to elevated risk of ADHD. Such a big problem among kids these days. And it's usually treated with medication with unknown long-term side effects. Prenatal factors such as vitamin D deficiency during pregnancy can influence the development of ADHD, says a researcher from the University of Turku in Finland. Yeah, that's a place where there's not a lot of sunlight, so there can be vitamin D deficiency in the absence of UV light during a substantial part of the year up there in the northern hemisphere. They say this research offers strong evidence that a low level of vitamin D during pregnancy is related to attention deficiency in offspring. The research did not establish whether vitamin D supplementation is the answer to ADHD, but there is a definite correlation. Risk of ADHD 34% higher in kids whose mothers had vitamin D deficiency during pregnancy versus children whose mother's vitamin D level was sufficient during the first and second trimester. So think vitamin D during pregnancy. It can help the kids in so many different ways. This item, more autonomy at work reduces the risk of low back pain. You know, researchers carried out a meta-analysis to identify psychosocial work factors that are associated with the development of chronic low back pain. And yeah, you know, it's kind of like the Atlas syndrome. You know, you're carrying the weight of the world on your back, and more autonomy at work, the ability to make decisions and having some degree of freedom in work design can alleviate chronic low back pain. So that's kind of a cool study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. thanks very much for joining us. Make sure you check out our website at drhoffman.com. Lots of resources there. You can download our podcast. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for timely updates. And have yourselves a healthy and safe weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.